Robert Bredemeyer, Bredemeyer. This is the clinical case of a 68-year-old white male originally from Michigan that was referred to the office by Dr. Toussaint, T-O-U-S-S-A-A-I-N-T. The patient has CKD stage 3B, period. This patient has a history of kidney disease that started in 2020. At that time, the patient went into acute renal failure, had apparently two kidney biopsies, and was evaluated by Dr. Palia, P like in Peter, A, L like in Lima, Y like in Yankee, A. I had the opportunity to discuss the case with him. At that time, the patient had a serology that was consistent with myeloperoxidase more than 120 for the ANCA. And the patient was treated with the administration of steroids. They were able to control the deterioration of the kidney function, and they've been following him on regular basis. The patient is now in Florida, and is with a creatinine that is 1.7, a BUN of 30, an estimated GFR of 41. We did the workup for glomerulopathy, including kappa lambda ratio, serum protein electrophoresis, and immunofixation, urine protein electrophoresis with immunofixation that were reported negative. Sedimentation rate was not elevated. Rheumatoid factor was less than 14. The C-reactive protein 5.4. The SM antibody negative, the SMRNP antibody is negative, the phospholipase A2 receptor antibody was negative, the ANA was negative, the double strand DNA was negative, the 24-hour urine collection was consistent with the proteinuria of 1,178 milligrams in 24 hours, the proteinase 3 antibody was less than 1. However, the myeloperoxidase is 28.3, which is associated to small vessel disease and vasculitis. This patient doesn't have systemic symptoms different from severe neuropathy and some shortness of breath. However, the lung auscultation is clear. Taking that into consideration, the patient has an active vasculitis, and we are going to treat him with steroids, prednisone 50 milligrams on daily basis. We are going to talk to Dr. Yellow, Y-E-L-L-U, at the Florida Cancer Centers for the infusion of infusions of rituximab. And we are going to start the patient on acoplan which is targeted to coadjuvant therapy to the rituximab in order to avoid the steroid side effect. We are going to proceed as fast as possible. Number two, hypothyroidism replacement therapy. The patient is a pre-diabetic. He is taking Ozempic along with the administration of Farxiga. We are going to give Lantus because my impression is that we are going to bring the we are going to get the compensation of the diabetes mellitus. The patient has a following number obstructive sleep apnea, following number arterial hypertension that is under control. The patient had an atrial fibrillation that was treated with a Watchman procedure. He is not taking anticoagulation, just aspirin 81 milligrams. Following number vitamin B supplementation. We are going to reevaluate the case in 2 months with laboratory workup, but we are going to make the arrangements for the treatment with rituximab. I spend 25 minutes reviewing the lab, reviewing the gold biopsy that was done in Michigan, and discussing with the primary care physician, discussing with the hematologist oncologist. I am going to notify Dr. Toussaint, and in the face-to-face, 30 minutes, in the documentation, 12 minutes.